Earth Day is just 3 days away on April 22nd. Celebrations abound as we pause to praise and admire the planet. Probably helps that it falls on a Friday this year. Among the observances, Ashland will be the scene of an unveiling of public art celebrating pollinators. Ceremony and art are located on the Southern Oregon University campus, or will be. The artist is located across the table from me. Shoshana Dubiner has worked on art reaching into the realm of science for years. This is just the latest step. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Shoshana.
Hi, Jeff.
It's good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
How long have you been an artist, and what are the media you generally tend to work in?
Well, I've been painting since I was a child, and I use gouache now mainly. It's a opaque watercolor, so it's it uses water. It's, you know, no plastics or anything or in it like acrylic, and it gives you very, very dense colors, like real blacks and dark blue. So I like it because I can get intense colors.
Good vivid stuff, particularly for nature.
Yes.
Yeah, so recreating nature. So
yeah.
I understand that it's not a straight line from the art of your youth to the art of today, that you were encouraged to go find something that you could make money at, or at least get an academic degree by your parents.
Yeah, well, they were looking out for my survival interests, and they wanted me to be a teacher, which was fine, but I did go to college and study comparative literature, and I just really wanted to do something visual, more visual than reading books and teaching. So I got into the movie industry. I mean, I got into costume design, went to college in the theater department at Brandeis, and then went to Italy and worked on movies there and some plays, and had a wonderful, wonderful time. Then I came back to the States and worked in the theater again, and financially it was very difficult. And so eventually I got into doing work for museums, exhibit designs, and I worked at the California Academy of Sciences, and then from there other places that were mainly exhibits. So you can see already, I mean, I'm seeing it as I tell you, that there was a kind of interest in theater and then costume and then science, you know, getting involved with the California Academy of Science. So I loved working there and learning a lot.
But that, it's interesting to think in terms of not just doing art for art's sake, but also doing art for science's sake in the context of the California Academy of Sciences.
Yeah.
So making those sorts of things that help interpret science exhibits,
right.
It sounds like.
Yeah, that. It's true. And I realized that probably more people saw my work at the California Academy of Sciences than anywhere else. Because so many people went, thousands of people went through there, and they would see something. And I did never had a fine, hard line about art for art's sake. I think that's very arbitrary. It's kind of a romantic notion. You know, visual arts can be experienced and created in many different contexts. And
they can have purposes other than just to look at because they're pretty.
Exactly. Yeah, hopefully, because they're very meaningful and pretty, and they move us emotionally. And that's why it's so wonderful to put the arts with the science, because if you open up a science textbook, there's not much to relate to emotionally. It's, you know, scientific language is very precise, and it's very, you have to, like, learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a beautiful illustration can speak to anybody.
It opens up a realm for students who might not otherwise appreciate the subject, I can imagine.
That's right. That's right.
Shoshana Dubin is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's an Ashland artist and the creator of some artwork that will be unveiled on Earth Day on the Southern Oregon University campus. You are welcome to visit with us. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. The email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Now, granted, we are working in radio, but there are some pictures on the table in front of you. Are these the actual pieces of art that will be unveiled?
These are samples. I just have to say one thing, Jeff. Earth Day is Saturday, and Arbor Day is Friday.
Oh, they swapped them this year.
So we're going to be unveiling these on Arbor Day, which is Friday, as you said. And then I'll be there at the orchard, and I'll be there also on Earth Day. So it'll be 2 days of celebration. Yeah, so these are the panels. These are sample of what is out in the orchard. Now, the panels in the orchard are about 22 by 30 inches. Mm-hmm. This is just a tiny little sample, but the material that the art is printed on is called Sintra, and it will not fade. That's the main thing why I'm doing it on this, because the inks have been cooked for UV light.
Really?
So this will sit out there, I think, for a couple of years without, or maybe 5 years, maybe 6, 7 years, without fading, which is the biggest problem of putting out art, putting art outdoors is the UV light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the light in the
So this is on a, it's waterproof. I don't have to cover it with plexiglass. Waterproof, fade resistant, and scratch proof.
So the durability is without question. But let's talk about the art itself. What were you commissioned to do here? When you look at these, it looks, I mean, you see little people running around, but you
exactly.
also see things that look like this, the body structures of bees up very,
right.
very, very close.
Right.
So what were you asked to do with these paintings?
Okay.
And what did you and how did you go about it?
Okay. Well, I came up with the idea of doing these images, and I applied for a Haynes and Friends Fund grant, and I got a grant last year to do this very project, and that's also a local foundation, the Haynes and Friends Foundation.
That's Lloyd Haynes of Sanctuary.
That's right. One. It's this fund here that's Community Funded Visual Arts Grant Program, and I think it's administered through the our wonderful Ashland Art Center. So I've been looking at images of nature online through scanning electron microscopes. There's a lot of images of scanning electron microscopes.
And they can
images.
Get really, really, really close.
They are really, 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 really close. Things that we cannot see with our own eyes. So I decided to do a series of paintings of bees and butterflies, but seen as if through a scanning electron microscope. So that's step one. Now, what happens is in putting these paintings together, there's a kind of an imaginary landscape develops, as you can see here.
Which is where the little people come from.
Right. And so I have these gigantic bee claws and bee foot hovering over a leaf, mm-hmm. and the holes in the leaf are actually the pores in the leaf that allow carbon dioxide and oxygen to go back and forth. But in the landscape, they look like giant craters. So the little people are there to surprise you, to bring a human interest to this, which otherwise wouldn't necessarily have much emotional appeal.
Because otherwise it's just a close-up picture of a bee's eye and antenna.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which can be absolutely breathtaking, but it's you don't know what it is, and so it looks strange. But when you put the little people in there, and they're running around doing things like climbing down into these caverns or playing ball with a pollen grain, then it becomes a kind of a... You can relate to it. You can feel like, oh, I'm on the head of a bee, or I'm standing on this leaf, or paragliding down onto a butterfly's wing. So there's quite a bit of research in them, a lot of color, and always the little people to give some sort of sense of strange scale.
So let's understand. So you didn't actually go, put your face in the microscope yourself. You weren't looking at the images from the microscope right there at the microscope, but you found images online from the...
Well, I do have a small microscope at home that I can look through to see mm-hmm. things, but a scanning electron on that microscope, I don't know exactly how big they are, but it might fill this room. Mm-hmm. And you don't just look through it.
It's got a screen, I guess.
You have to be kind of a trained specialist to work with a scanning electron microscope. And then the pictures are posted online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I get my images.
Shoshana, when you unveil these, I mean, what's the plan for where they will be presented, and who did you have in mind as the people who would see these when you put them together?
Well, first of all, the students who come to the farm and work at the farm, and then the students, the little kids, the young children who come to the farm through the farm to school program, and they have tours of the farm and teach kids how to pick vegetables and how to cook meals. And so it's very exciting. I mean, there's a lot of people who come to the farm. And then, of course, there's the general public who can come there and see what's going on. So I think of it as public art, and the more the better.
And this is an actual working farm that the students at Southern Oregon University work on.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the farm at SOU, and they're starting sign-ups for their community-supported agriculture right now.
All kinds of great things going on. Now, when you think about the kids coming out to the farm, you were saying before we got on the air about an experience you had in Italy.
Right.
Watching the way that kids relate to artwork there that you're hoping maybe might be duplicated on some level here.
In some level. The each panel of the six is installed in front of a tree at the orchard. So as you're walking down the path of the orchard, you'll see this row of six panels, and they're pretty low to the ground, just the right height for elementary school kids. When I lived in Italy a long time ago, I was an exchange student, and I went to Florence, and I remember sitting in this plaza with beautiful Renaissance sculpture, and there were children climbing all over these sculptures from the 16th century. I mean, the height of Renaissance art. And these children are climbing on over and playing around it. They were little kids, four-year-olds, five-year-olds. And I thought, what a way to be imprinted. I mean, to have this be your natural environment, you know, instead of going to the mall and going through the stores of the mall, they're crawling on this sculpture. They're seeing the best of the Renaissance art. And this is going to imprint them for life. And Italy has a reputation for wonderful design. And it comes partly because they've been exposed to it their whole lives. And so I was thinking about this the other day and hoping that the children who come to the orchard and see these paintings will just feel happy, they'll like them, and it will be something normal for them that in their vision as they grow up of their childhood memories and what can be done in our society, that art will be something natural. And so they'll support it and enjoy it.
The artist Shoshana Dubiner is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Her work, her outdoor work at the farm at Southern Oregon University will be unveiled on Friday as a part of Arbor Day and Earth Day celebrations. You have a lot of fun doing this.
I can certainly do.
I mean, there's a fair amount of whimsy in the paintings themselves and bright colors and particularly what looks like the curly tongue of a butterfly there.
Yes,
the final one.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
It's a butterfly, and then there are two people. There's two groups of people sitting on the butterfly's tongue. It's coiled up, and they're sitting on it. And because the butterfly's tongue is actually a tube that the butterfly sucks the nectar through the tube, the people in the painting are drinking something through long straws. So they, too, are, you know, using a straw like to get their food.
Do you ever wish you'd gone into a science career? Or are you perfectly happy with doing art about science?
Well, sometimes I think about if I were to have another life, that I might become a biologist of some sort, teach biology, and definitely do artwork as part of that. I mean, do artwork and draw and look and paint and I think it's mainly just a kind of where your interests are and, you know, how much time there is. I think biology would be a draw for me. Mm-hmm. But definitely I would not want to be a person who didn't do art.
We put a portion of your painting Bee Dance on our website to help introduce this segment visually. And was that the first work that you did featuring bees, or is that just the latest in a long line?
That was the first one I did that's actually focused on a bee. Yes, they asked me last year for the pollinator, big pollinator week in talent. And so I created this bee, and then I got really interested in bees. And so that the Haynes grant proposal came up, I decided to continue with bees and pollinators. They are extraordinary, and you know, we got to do something to help them survive. They're in trouble.
It's a great time in history to be interested in pollinators, and a great time to be making art about them.
Yes, yes.
Is there another phase beyond what goes out at the farm to this project, or is this it?
Not to this project. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the next one will be, but definitely. This is kind of the closure of this particular project.
What's next? Do you have something else in mind about working on things that are biological illustrations? I mean, it's a great mixture of art and science in the sense that you get to look at the structures of the bees up close, but you also get to see some whimsy in there, too.
Well, I think it's time for me to sit down and work on a book now where I can bring together all these paintings, all of my research, and some of my stories about life, and to turn it into a book with lots of illustrations, of course. And
so this is called Pollinator Patterns in Nature? Is that the name for the series? And there's six altogether, right?
There are six, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and the unveiling is Friday
morning.
Friday at 9.
Yes.
At the farm at SOU, which is at 155 Walker Avenue in Ashland. So a lot of work went into this, and we very much appreciate you coming by. Shoshana Dubner is the artist who did Pollinator Patterns in Nature. Good to have you today on the Jefferson Exchange.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Sure.